Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Bra Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon.
And I'm the thick one now.
You heard it. It's Thicky Alex.
What's up, everybody? You guys, every day I get more pregnant than the day before. It's fucking shocking.
Yeah, can you show them your stomach?
It's truly shocking. Hold on. Is it gonna show?
Yeah,
right,
can you pull it down? Dude, that's fucking nuts.
There's a whole baby in there.
Look how this is like a pregnant.
She's
human,
fully in there. I don't
but
think
also, look how thin
wrong.
I look now.
Yeah. This is skinny Kimmy and Thicky Alex coming at you.
Oopsie, I didn't mean to be a thin girl. I'm just petite.
Whoopies.
How fun are you enjoying your pregnancy
I'm
so far?
Truly having the best time. I feel somehow, like in so many ways, the opposite of how I always thought I would be pregnant. Like I thought I would be like
miserable,
anxious, all this stuff. And I actually feel like this has been the first time in my life where I could be like there's things that I'm anxious about that I could be like, but I'm going to put away the anxiety because I don't really need it. It's not going to serve me. Like the baby's going to come out one day, one way or another. Then it's going to hurt. And I don't like the less I think about it now and the more I just deal with it in the moment that it's happening.
The more anxious you are, the more anxious your kid's going to be when they're born.
Yeah. Although my mom says that she's not sure if that's true because she said that she had the most relaxed pregnancy ever. And she was like, you came out a nervous wreck.
Oh, no. Okay, fine.
So who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Fucking crazy. How far along are you now? We got to keep everyone updated.
We're going to have to keep everyone updated, except we're recording the next 8 episodes in this span of time. So I'm not going to look like I grew at all, which is hilarious.
That's so funny.
But right now I'm 21
weeks. People are going to be like, how long is this pregnancy?
Whoa, she's 30 weeks looking amazing.
That must be what it is whenever I see women online and I'm like, how long has this bitch been pregnant? She must have just been posting.
I think
a
lot,
like from the same amount of time. You know,
I think
what I
there's
mean?
An early point in pregnancy where these like influencers take a lot of videos, but aren't used to looking the way that they now look.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, I'm not going to post this one. I look fat. I look weird, whatever. And then a few months later, they get way bigger and they're like, oh, I looked great back then.
Right. And they start posting those.
And I keep trying to remind myself. I'm like, I keep looking in the mirror and being like, oh my God, you look huge. You're so much bigger than you've ever been in your life. And then just remembering that in like 3 months I'm actually going to look fucking huge.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Whoa. A baby's gonna come out your snatch, dog.
Dude. It's truly crazy.
It's way out of there.
It's not gonna be a dinosaur.
That was pretty good.
It's not gonna be a pterodactyl. My baby's gonna have a sweet little cooing cry.
I love you
compared
know,
to that.
When you hear Alex's birth plan. Sweetie, birth was made for her and only her. According to Alex, she's going to have a 1 hour labor. She's pushing 3 times. She thinks that these are all the things she's told me. Her baby's coming on the due date. Her baby's coming on the due date. It's sleeping through the night. You're going to push 3 times. It's coming out. Your pussy's going to be tight the next 15 minutes. I mean,
okay, no, I'm giving 8 weeks.
At one point,
I'm giving 8 weeks for my pussy to be tight again. But after 8 weeks. I could grip your finger. You wouldn't know the difference.
At one point, I was with her and Mike, and they were like in the car, and they go, "This time next year, me, you, and the baby will be in Greece." I'm like, "You are gonna be so tired. In what
Dude,
fucking
I am,
world?
I am planning a trip to Greece this summer.
Not happening.
I am.
It's not happening.
No, I am." I don't see why people should completely stop their lives when you have a baby. I told the Butterleys about my plan to Greece. They were like, that's the best thing in the world you could do. You should take the baby to travel. Don't let anything stop you.
But when they're so little, isn't it like annoying? Like they can't remember.
Yeah, for everyone else on the plane.
guess.
It's finally my turn.
I guess you're right. We've sat through enough planes with babies. It's hard to go.
It's my turn, baby. I want to take my baby to the Mediterranean and have her little toes splashing in the ocean.
You know, I do. I think we've talked about this before. I love having a baby next to me on the plane or near me. Nothing more because fun of a challenge than being like, watch, I can make your baby quiet when you can't.
I knew it was going to be a weird spiritual thing, by the way. I thought it was going to be like, well, the plane can't go down if I'm sitting next to a baby.
Well, that too. It actually can't. It actually can't. It's against the rules. If there is enough cute babies on the plane, sometimes I see a baby that's ugly and I go, oh, Houston, we may have a problem. Because God already fucked with you. God's your bully already.
You really think lightning strikes twice on the same baby?
Oh, no. I guess you're right.
I think the pretty babies, it would be more of a tragedy, wouldn't it? Isn't that the poetic way of the world?
You're right. You're right.
Not it being more of a tragedy when a pretty baby dies.
Oops. It's like when a pretty person dies versus an ugly one. When an ugly person dies, you're like, well, they did look kind of sick. It just like makes more sense in your head. It's fucked up. No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it is.
No, it's true. It's very true.
And if you're out there and you're judging me for saying this, fuck off, dude. Fuck off. We've all thought it.
No, it's like
we've all seen a picture of a pretty person that died and you go, oh, how could God?
That's why, yeah, the articles are always like,
she was beautiful.
She was so beautiful. That's mostly murder, but yeah.
Yeah. No one's murdering the ugly bitches.
Or at least like when the article comes out, they're like, she was a librarian. They're not like, she was so
boy,
beautiful.
Boy, did her cat love her.
Boy, did her cats love her.
Yeah, you're right. No, it's quite a lot. You know, I got into a plane the other day and I made a huge mistake.
You forgot to touch the outside. Mm-hmm. Me too. I did that on the way over here.
And it was only when I had turbulence.
Turbulence
on.
As a motherfucker.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I landed here on the first day in my entire life that I've ever seen it rain in LA. Like, it was like pouring rain for hours and hours. And I came through what felt like 25 minutes of like gray clouds. Like just turbulence all the way through these fucking clouds, and looking out the window, not being able to stop picturing another plane coming out of nowhere.
How?
And hitting us.
How do they know?
They can't see each other now.
How do they know? I mean, where know the like, other ones are?
It's like air traffic control or something, but I'm a dumb girl and I just couldn't
wrap
my head around
You're
that.
You're not dumb. We've just seen the way other humans work. I'm like, how are we trusting some dude named Ted in some building to be paying attention to the planes? Like, how? I mean,
if any of the men that I work with worked in air traffic control,
Gas Digital Air, I'm done. That is one plane you could not catch me on, sweetie. Oh, sorry. We told you we were going to take off today, but we meant next week.
Not blind Mike taking over while somebody has to go to the bathroom.
No,
for a
I'm
minute.
Done. All your pilots are dabbing in the bathroom. It's too much. Gas Digital Air is my nightmare.
Gas Digital Air is what this fucking airplane felt like, though. It was pretty bad.
Ralph's running the front of it. He's the voice on the thing.
Yeah, no, the stream was going down. It was fucked.
Oh.
It was bad.
Mm-mm. You know what'll piss me off at a flight? Buying Wi-Fi and the Wi-Fi not working.
Oh. First of all, Wi-Fi on Delta cost $40 for the flight, and there was just no way. You know I like to sit and ponder my own thoughts anyway.
You're sick for that.
I actually watched a movie this flight. It was my first flight movie ever of all time.
Did it feel good to get that hour and a half out of the way?
It was truly incredible. It was so much fun, and it was one of my favorite movies.
And then when you're done and through it, you go, wow, I really used up a lot of the time. Because it's like when you're watching movies at home, I think the plane is a perfect place to watch a movie. If I watch a movie at home,
you
I
don't have the attention span, first of all.
Nope. One. Two.
I've seen you watch a movie. There's very little watching happening.
What do I do?
I feel like you talk through the movie. You open up TikTok. Kim's the only person who could simultaneously be watching a movie and watching TikTok.
But fully know what's happening in both.
Yeah. Making fun of the movie usually because it's not up to her standards.
Yeah. I'm annoying to watch a movie. That's why I watch them on planes. I have to focus. And yeah, like when I'm at home and I'm watching a movie, I'm in my head going like, I could do something else.
Yeah.
A whole hour and 45 minutes. Who has the time?
I mean, I haven't had the energy for any like new movies. Everything sucks now, but I'll go back and watch a movie, even if it's like a bad one sometimes. Mm-hmm. I watched National Treasure 2 the other day.
National Great. Treasure 2?
National Treasure 2.
That is bad.
Yeah. But I enjoyed the shit out of it.
No, you're not saying you don't have time than having time to watch National Treasure 2.
What did I say? I don't
Sweetie.
Have time.
Oh, I thought you just said that. Maybe that was me.
That was you. I got plenty of time, sis. I'm going to Greece with my baby.
After two pushes, me and this baby are getting on a plane to Greece.
No, it's very true. I just feel within my soul that my labor, although it will be painful, is going to be pretty quick. I think I'll be in labor for like 5 or 6 hours tops. And I think I'm going to push. And I said this before, 15 minutes tops. I'm going to push this baby right out.
I love that plan for you. I also love that this is like my home now. This is like your prenatal vitamins.
Yeah, no, I've brought pregnancy into this house.
She has.
Wait till I bring the baby.
Oh, God. Not me, you and the baby in the queen bed.
Yeah, no, not her co-sleeping with Auntie Kim for the first time.
I'm ready for the first slumby with my baby. So I don't know if have we done a gender reveal?
I think I just did in this episode.
Yeah, but we could bleep it. We could bleep it if you need to. I also saw the funniest. Have you seen the fart gender reveal?
No.
Dog.
I'm not farting a gender reveal.
Hold on. No, it was a friend that did it.
Okay. If you want to fart my friend, my gender.
I almost did after seeing this video. I need to show you this fart gender reveal right now.
I don't want to give anybody the task of bleeping it out since this is airing kind of soon, but I wouldn't mind opening the episode with you farting my gender reveal.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors. It's rockauto.com. I'm talking here to auto mechanics as well as super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I'm here to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part you need at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you could easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy or a girl, right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. One last time, rockauto.com. And what's cool is that their prices are already so low that you do not need a promo code from us. But when you go there, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. RockAuto.com. All right, let's get back into the show.
Hold on. Oh, no, not her bare fucking pussy on the floor.
She put blue powder. We'll put the video. I mean, I don't know if we will, but we'll put the...
Yeah, we could do that.
She put the blue powder in her butt and then she farted it. So blue came out of her butt for her friends. I would do that for you.
I love that you would do that for me. Do you have farts waiting to go like that? Because I'll tell you, I can, let alone pooping, could barely even fart right now. I have a fart. That's why I'm so big. It's all farts in here.
Is that what it is when you're pregnant? It's just being constipated in a little bit of child?
I think that's truly what it is because the baby weighs almost nothing right now. She weighs like about a pound. This is all farts, baby.
It's all farts.
It's just my fart tummy.
Do you think if I put a safety pin in there?
I would deeply down to the ground.
But it'd feel good.
Yeah.
It's like in those movies when someone's choking and they're like, I need a pen for their throat. And they'd put it here and then they're like...
Yeah,
it'd be like that,
that
but
hurts,
for your
but
stomach.
Feels amazing at the same time. Also, like when the walls are closing in on you in an Indiana Jones type thing.
Yes.
That first 2 seconds, you know, your back cracks and feels awesome.
I got to tell you, when I'm doing jujitsu sometimes, the guys will do this thing where like, and it's only men that are able to get this, but they put their arms around my back and they like pull me. And sometimes I just go and I'm like. I sometimes put myself in that position just to get a cracking from them.
I get it. I had a lady crack me from bottom to top. I remember specifically when I was I had the flu and I was like 12. And this lady was over at the house to give my parents massages, right? Mm-hmm. And after their massages, like my mom was talking about how I had the flu, bronchitis, whatever it was. And the lady was like, come, I'll help her, whatever. And she did she did cupping on me. And then she cracked my back. In a way that I've been chasing the dragon ever since this
Not you
day.
Chasing the crack dragon. No,
chasing this dragon, dude. She started her hands at the bottom, like down here, and pushed down. I'm on her massage table, and she pushed down really hard, And she just with that same amount of force crawled all the way up my back. And I swear everything from here to like, I thought it was going to end like here. No. No, it kept going all the way up.
Not the neck.
It went up to here. It was the best crack of my life.
And you still remember it. Did you feel better?
Well, they always say your first crack, the first time you try crack.
You always remember always the first time. Your first time is always the first.
Yeah, and I've never had anything quite like that since.
But did you start feeling better?
I think I did.
Wow.
Yeah,
there has to be something to the blood flowing easier when you're all cracked out.
I believe in like homeopathic, like healing stuff.
You know what I think? I think it is.
You know, I'm planning to push this baby out of my living room.
She is. I'm concerned, but I support her 100%.
Who needs a hospital, dude? That's crazy.
I feel like I would. My anxiety would not let me not be in a hospital. I'm like, I want to be as close to a doctor as possible.
That's what I'm saying about my anxiety being not at all what I thought it would be before I became pregnant. Mm. Like now I'm suddenly like truly the laid back person that I smoked all that weed in my life to become.
Mm.
It's really nice.
Interesting. It's like you didn't eat weed all along.
It's almost like the weed was giving you anxiety.
Oh no, should I quit weed?
I don't know. Quitting psychedelics also is like a double-edged sword because I miss doing them a lot. And I remember like these days where I would have terrible anxiety and then I would like trip hard on mushrooms and wake up anxiety free for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would just want to trip on mushrooms again, though, to get that 2 or 3 weeks and whatever. It was like after a few months of not tripping at all, I don't get to those levels of anxiety anymore.
Right. Okay.
But I still am going to go back after the baby. Dying to see what mushrooms are like after having a child. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not my brain being like.
Not her pushing expanded. The baby. Not her pushing the baby out in 3 minutes, two pumps, having a tight pussy, going to Greece and doing mushrooms the next day. This girl's got a plan for after birth. Like I've never seen. Someone's in a fantasy land.
Sweetie, I'm having fun here.
Sweetie, she's going to it.
No, I resent like all of the. There's like a crazy. There's actually a fucking weird amount of rhetoric of like having a baby sucks, your life is over, like blah blah blah. It's like literally
no. I've talked to a few people that are like, that's not true. Those people hate their kids.
Those people hate their kids. Yeah,
they didn't want to have kids and they hate them.
Yeah, it's like I feel like when I first got pregnant, because also it was like it was an unplanned thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. I guess it's not obvious, but it was unplanned. And when I first got pregnant, I was like really anxious and nervous about it. It's obviously like a huge change and like something you have to adjust to.
Yeah.
And going online to like seek advice, like I found some of the most negative words that I've ever seen ever. Just like, get ready. Everything is going to be over. It's no longer ever going to be about you again.
Oh,
like,
God.
I don't know if that's really the case. Like, I think there's space for like opening up for another person and not completely ignoring yourself in the process.
I think so, too. I think that I do think that it's a challenge. And it's like something you have to make room for,
mm-hmm.
or it doesn't happen. But I think it's like everything else where it's like it takes a little extra effort to attain that. And a lot of people just don't want to.
Yeah. I feel like I'm good at challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll be fun.
Yeah.
You
want to push
like,
a baby out in 5 minutes. You're great at challenges. You love a challenge.
I'm going to push a baby out in 5 minutes.
I believe you.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what
you
to tell you.
You can be there if you want. You can start the timer, sister.
I'm scared. Not me kicking Mike out so I could be in the room for the birth of the baby.
That's the beauty of doing it at home. Whoever's invited is invited.
Oh, that's true.
There's so many benefits. I mean, I
but like
understand.
Where in your home? Are you going to bring like a pool into the living room?
Yeah, I think so.
Whoa.
I feel like that's the only way to do
it.
Do
you have a midwife?
Yes, I've been like, well, okay, so I've been going to an OBGYN for a while, and I just...
Not you picking up Gas Digital employees, Blind Mike's your midwife.
I really don't like the group of doctors that I'm with, and I'm like, I've been talking to this midwife about switching to her, and I think I'm going to do it.
Do you know her?
She is one of my mom's, like, old, like, associate's wife's. So my mom has this associate whose wife is a midwife. And she just recently retired, but this lady is
took
the person
over.
Who she would, like, send me to.
Like, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So, like, she's, like, a friend of a friend kind of
so,
thing.
So, yeah, this is a midwife that's on it. Interesting. So you're just going to lay in a pool and really poop her out.
Yeah, well, I think a big part of it for me.
Just squirt her out in a tub.
I'm concerned about, like, the way that you have to lay on your back in hospitals. Like, when you have, like, period cramps, when have you ever laid on your back and felt good?
Never.
Like, never.
Never. And I curl up into a...
hate the idea of being in the worst...
If anything, I like to lay forward.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I...
Stretching the cramps doesn't help.
Yeah. So I just kind of hate the idea of being on my back for it. It just seems like it would be the absolute most painful position you could possibly be in. I feel like lying on your side or being on all fours.
I don't know if this is rumor, but I heard that women originally started giving birth like that just so men could watch.
I think it's just because it's like the easiest position for a doctor to get to, but it's like the doctor can reach. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, the doctor, I better be squatting over the doctor's face like we're shooting a weird porno.
Trying to make this as easy as possible for the fucking doctor. He makes enough money as it is.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's true. No, it doesn't seem like laying down with your legs up is the easiest gravity. I mean, wouldn't you want to work with gravity?
Yeah, exactly. And I had a friend tell me who, I'll tell you who it was after, but she was like, I wanted to stand up so badly. I wanted to stand up and squat. It seemed like the only thing that would make me feel better and the only thing that was right. And the doctors and the hospital staff told me I had to stay in this position.
No.
Yeah. And I've like seen that a lot. Like, yeah. They're not cool. Maybe, yeah. Also, my doctors have just sucked this whole time, honestly. Mm. They've just like not been good. It's a group of five and I don't know which one's going to deliver the baby. And at the beginning, they're like, so we make you like have an appointment with each of them so you could get to know each of the doctors just in case, you know, so that nobody you've never met delivers your baby. When I tell you last week I went to the doctor and I met a new one that I'd never met before. And it was a dude, first of all, which I don't like going to. I know you go to dude OBGYN sometimes. I don't like that. I don't need a guy who studied pussy his whole life. It just seems fucking weird to me to like work on sick ones. It's like, I want a lady's help with this. Mm-hmm. This dude asked me like 3 questions and then I left. Like, we did nothing together. I was like, now you could just be the guy. That could be my first and last appointment with you before the baby and you're just the guy.
No.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's not good.
Anyways.
Yeah, it's...
I plan on being like a rock star birth giver. I don't know what to tell you.
I can't wait. I'm excited for the baby to come. It'll be a huge change.
Yeah.
Not Mommy Alex and Daddy Herringbone.
So crazy. I already love staying home. Gotta be honest.
I mean,
I've been a stay-at-homer for a while.
Yeah. I mean, the most fun times of our lives were during COVID when we were at home doing clay art.
Yeah.
Until 5 a.m. I get manic off of clay.
You get manic off of clay.
Honey, I treat clay like it's cocaine. Do I not?
Dude, a few years ago, we were all hanging out and a couple of us were quite literally doing cocaine, myself included.
Yes.
Of like a late night. I'm talking till 8 in the morning. And when I tell you, this woman, just on the power of her own clay making
abilities, not one cocaine,
not one fucking drop of powder, just stayed up with more energy. We were ready to go to bed and she was like, come on, we gotta finish the kitchen.
I like love making, art
making I a love miniature kitchen.
I was getting manic off clay. I remember at one point you guys were like, well, this is a good way for her to be manic.
Talking like you weren't in the room.
Yeah, I was like, I just made a sink.
Yeah, if she has to be going crazy, this is a pretty controlled environment.
I remember at one point I had clay on my face and I looked up and I'm like, am I okay? And everybody was like, yeah.
You're like, am I oh clay?
I'm doing clay puns. So I am in my apartment and I feel like we should talk about this on the pod because that little heater over there, my apartment came with like this heater that's already in the wall. And I go out of town to New York and to Vegas for Skankfest. And I come back and the heater is knocked completely off the wall. And there's a huge hole in the wall. And I have a bunch of broken shit on the floor.
All your dresser drawers are cocked sideways now.
My dresser's destroyed. So apparently my building decided to do construction on the wall, on the exterior wall, which knocked down all the things inside my apartment because the construction was so intense and heavy duty. And these motherfuckers just left a hole in my wall. So I've been fighting with the management at this company, and they had someone come in. I had to leave town again. And I was like, well, you need to have someone come in. I'm going to leave town. I left town. I told them they can come in and do the work while I was gone. I come back. I find dick pills.
That's right.
Dick pills. Left on the heater.
And not the good kind, by the way.
Gas station
not
dick pills.
Not that I know much about dick pills, but like I would just assume...
I'll show you the ones.
A company that doesn't sell them at like every corner store I've ever been to is probably something to go with.
How is this appropriate?
That's truly crazy.
That's insane.
Do you think what kind of worker puts it in their pocket and takes it into work?
I don't know. For me, it's like scary. I'm like, is he planning on using these while I was here? No. Not him needing to get hard to rape me.
It's so funny, the idea that he's literally walks in and he's soft, but he has such an intense urge to rape that he takes the pill to get himself ready.
He takes
ready.
A kangaroo to fuck me. No. Not a guy needing a kangaroo to fuck rape me.
Dude, honestly, if you're not hard already before the rape starts.
Just go home.
It's too much. You are really the worst kind of rapist.
Not us both having to wait 45 minutes for you to rape me.
It's almost like if you were hard already, I could give you a pass, but this was really intentional.
You really wanted to. You weren't even horny when this started. So you weren't even hard when this started. You made yourself hard. So yeah, I want to know what the intention was with leaving that in my place.
I don't think that people take them to rape. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do.
But why would that be there?
But it's like, I always assumed that a guy's rape because their dick is so throbbing hard that they can't handle it. They need to put it in a bitch right now.
It's throbbing and they need a moment.
It's literally engorged and throbbing.
You would think that guys that are into rape are so into rape that they'd come before they got to it.
Oh, just the idea of rape would get them going?
Yeah, just like the fighting, the no part.
I'll bet rapists come quick.
It doesn't seem like something you take your time with.
No, it doesn't.
Seems a little exhausting.
But then you also hear those stories of like, she was raped for 45 minutes. It's like, damn, I don't even have time for like real sex for 45 minutes.
No, I can't imagine. Raped for four. I mean, I think when they say that.
There's multiple dudes.
Yeah, multiple dudes or there's
like
a foreplay.
You're telling me they foreplay rape?
Yeah, I feel like if someone, a dude like.
Not a dude sucking on my titties before he rapes me.
No, I'm saying like if you're passed out drunk, no. I feel like a dude would suck on your titties for a while and like do all that weird shit first. So it might be 45 minutes.
I saw a story.
Might be dangling with you.
I saw a story this week about a lady in Uganda who has been arrested for robbing men. And her method was that she like puts drugs on her nipples and then she has the dudes suck on her nipples and they fucking pass out and she robs them.
He's like, your nipples are... That so, is beautiful.
Yeah, so that'd be good like for like a foreplay for a rapist.
Here,
like,
take these sleepy nips.
Like maybe
you call them sleepy nips.
Instead of covering your drink when you go out, you get the fucking drugger back by drugging your own nipples before
you drug the
night.
Drugger.
You start the night with drug nipples so you know you'll be safe.
I like that strategy. My mom one time came to visit me in LA and we both swore that we watched a guy put something in her drink.
No.
Yeah. And so my mom, like when the guy wasn't looking, she ordered another drink and then she drank it and then pretended to be roofied to see if he'd try to take her.
No. And what happened?
Nothing.
She was the nicest guy ever.
She was just pretending to be roofied around this club and nothing happened. And I'm like, I think we're safe.
All right, you guys, let's take a second to talk to some of the responsible adults over the age of 21 who are currently listening to this show. I want to tell you guys about YoDelta.com. Do you want to get high? And I'm talking super duper high. Well, now's the time to stock up at YoDelta.com, where you could find high quality lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that are guaranteed to get you super fucked up. These products should be taken responsibly. Like I said, this stuff's no joke. Delta 8 gets me as fucked up as regular weed does, if not more. I've taken the gummies, I've taken the vapes. I really like both of them. So if you're over the age of 21 and you're living in the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, then go to YoDelta.com and stock up on some Delta 8. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and it gets you high. Think of it like CBD if CBD got you high. At YoDelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works, and like I said, these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com. The official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. If you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, at YoDelta.com for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
Your mom pretending to be roofied sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. She's, I feel like she could play that off.
Yeah, you know she loves a show.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I want to know what the point of this kangaroo lift. What happens if I take that?
I'll bet your clit would become engorged.
You think so? You think it'd make me horny clit-wise?
I think your clit would get super horny. I don't know.
Dude, that's crazy.
Maybe it would like...
Can I tell you?
It must do the same, right?
This might be too much. And if you're anyone that's a male relative or a female relative of mine, stop listening right now and then come back in 10 minutes. But when I tell you, I was hooking up with someone recently... And I got, like, the female version of Blue Balls.
What happened? He left?
No, he was just going down on me and stopped right before I came.
Okay. And what did it feel like? What was horrible about it?
Horrible. It felt horrible. I don't know how to explain it. I've never been edged like that. I don't know if he thought it was hot.
Annoying.
But I was like, why would you do
that? I'm sure there's people who are into that, but...
Not me.
Yeah.
No. I don't need to go on... I'm tired.
Especially when you felt like it was about to be really good, and then it's just stolen away from you, and you're like, I'll never get right back there.
Exactly where I was. I will, but you gotta give me another 20 minutes, and I'm already so busy.
No, but even after the next 20 minutes, I feel like it's a different space that you're in. You're not necessarily...
You're pissed off the first one still.
Every orgasm is like a snowflake. Like, they're all different and unique from one another.
It's so true. How are they all so different?
They're all so different. So you like... It's truly... That was something stolen from you that you will never get back.
Yeah.
I don't want to say.
You stole my O.
Not cool, dude.
Not cool, dude. Yeah, it was really fucking weird. And you're right. Some orgasms are like so powerful, and then other ones are so small that I'm like, that barely counted.
I've had ones that I hate, like, those. This happened, but it didn't really happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then I've had ones that like go on for like 45 seconds. And
yeah.
Like, you know how they say that pigs orgasm for like 30 minutes?
Yes.
I feel like I've had 45 seconds that felt like those 30 minutes. I was like, not understanding what I'm...
Not you orgasming like a pig.
Not me.
No, I can't shut up.
Coming and thinking about how good pigs have it at the same time.
I can't, Alex. I can't, dude.
Dude, are you orgasming like a pig? It's what we all want.
No.
What you're thinking about, no. The most mind-blowing orgasm of your whole life was probably the closest, most pig-like orgasm I ever had.
The harder you orgasm, the closer you are to a pig. I'm in.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, call me Wilbur, sweetie.
Oinky, oinky.
Well, because I'm ready to go to Charlotte's Web, honey. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just my perspective. They are snowflakes. They're unique.
I mean, maybe that's why bacon's so good.
They're
so, so happy. The bacon tastes good because that's what a 30-minute cum tastes like. That is what a 30-minute cum tastes like.
It's true. Pork is the best meat. I don't know what to say.
It's because of the cumming.
Yeah. Probably.
The more the longer the orgasm, the better the meat. What has very few orgasms? Bad meat.
I don't know what animals...
I bet chickens come...
Human? Human women?
Human women taste horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know an animal that's known for its bad orgasms.
You know, dolphins have sex for pleasure.
I've seen it, actually. My friend reminded me.
I'm done. Are you fucking on? Where are you fucking at? Zoos and farms and aquatic places?
No, my friend very recently reminded me that when I was like 20, I went to Vegas with her. It was like around her birthday. It was that trip that I went when I was 20, and I was like, it's so lame to be in Vegas when you're 20. It's mm-hmm. retarded.
My sister did that. Dumbest thing ever.
Anyway, we ended up going to,
I guess it's Mandalay Bay that has like the dolphins there. Like the
all poor, I know about Mandalay Bay is it's the shooter place now.
The poor captured dolphins that live their whole life in captivity, and just you, people in Vegas could come clap for them.
This is exactly how they describe the shooter too. He lived his life in captivity.
And there's like a downstairs area where you could see them under the water. And mm-hmm. I swear these two dolphins just came up and fucked right in front of us. Like truly, then one of them actually pulled out, I swear to God.
Before he
came in the water.
No.
Yeah, he came hard in the water.
Now I'm pulling out so you can watch him come.
Yeah. Maybe that's like
not him not wanting to get his side dolphin pregnant.
Dude, he was
that's crazy.
In captivity, you gotta find a way to entertain yourself.
That's
baby.
True. I guess that's right. One time, I'll never forget this. This is this story is the reason why I'll one never have a small dog. Two, I'll specifically never have a chihuahua.
Okay.
I was at a dog park with a friend one time, and we were just there with his dog or whatever, and he was letting his dog play with the other dogs, and this chihuahua came up, and he was like trying to hump the other dog, but he was too small. And quite literally, it was like a group of adults standing in a circle watching all the dogs play in the middle, sort of.
Wait, the small dog was trying to hump a bigger dog?
Yeah, and he couldn't reach. And then all the dogs would just walk away when he was trying to hump them. Like, it wasn't like they were they were just like weirdo and walking away. And this chihuahua was so horny that it kept humping the air. Like, it was just humping nothing. And then just came.
No.
He just literally blew a load midair.
Wow.
Like, the horniest chihuahua. The owner was so embarrassed. We were all like, it happened in front of nine adults.
Pretty ashamed of my dog if they did that.
I'd be so embarrassed if my dog was blowing loads so easily.
I would shame my dog publicly. No.
No coming.
Bad.
Stop coming. He's like, you said come.
Something come.
Stop telling me to come then, bitch.
Dude, the way your neighbor's dog peed today. Shocking.
That was the most shocking thing I've ever seen.
It was truly shocking. You guys know those, I don't know my dog breeds, but
greyhound.
Like, greyhound, yeah.
He's a greyhound for
tall,
sure.
Tall, skinny dogs, like not a lot of meat on their bones. Penises as far away from the ground as a dog's penis could be, I'd say. You know how most dogs will like lift a leg when they're peeing, or they take this stance where they like bend their knees and shift forward? This dog did neither of those things. It just pretty much kept walking and just pissed all over. It was fucking crazy, dude.
What this dog did was it was on par with the coming in the air. It was like absolutely so disturbing to watch. We were in my car, all windows.
It almost looked sexual. It almost looked like the way like
he was squirting,
was pissing on a woman.
No,
like,
he was squirting. Yeah. It's like the equivalent of watching a porn star squirt gallons.
Yes.
Like this dog came out. And
he squirted gallons for real.
And I knew it was bad because we were in my car with all the windows rolled up and we could hear it splashing.
You could hear it
loudly.
I could see it bouncing off the ground like it was like animated by Disney.
Well, the problem is I think this neighbor doesn't walk his dog. And the dog has probably been holding his pee all day. And
it was also as soon as he got out of the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't even hold it another second.
Yeah.
That guy needs his dog taken away. And if I was white, I'd do something about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I was shopping just the other day in like 65 degree weather in New York. It's like a sunny day, but 65 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like me and Mike in this store and one or two other people. And this white lady in like her mid 40s or so comes in and comes right up to me. And she's like, hey, is that your black car outside with the dog in it? And I was like, no. And she was like, yeah, okay, because I don't know what to do. It's kind of a hot day out there. And I'm sure everybody has their own feelings about this or whatever. But like 10 minutes later, me and Mike were finished shopping and we stepped outside and the windows are rolled down and like it's 65 degrees out and the dog is sitting there happy as could be. I don't know what to tell you. It wasn't panting. It was just hanging out or whatever. This lady called the cops on this person. Isn't that shocking?
No, it's not, unfortunately.
That's crazy to have such a savior complex that you're like, well, rules are rules, and I've heard a rule that you should never, ever, ever leave your dog in the car, even if it's just for 5 minutes.
Buzz off.
It's like, fucking shut up, bitch. This just has nothing to do with
you. Fuck
you.
Fuck you, truly.
It was so crazy. And then the lady came out because the the first lady told us, she was like, I called the police. Like, she thought she was going to get a fucking medal or something. Mm-hmm. And then we went outside and saw how happy the dog was. And we were like, that seemed unnecessary. And then the car owner came back and we were like, you got to get out of here.
The police are coming.
The police are on their way.
And you don't deserve this.
Fucking crazy.
The police are coming and you don't deserve this.
I mean, you would think that that they left, that it was 95 degrees out, windows rolled up, and the dog was already passed out the way this lady was acting.
Too much.
I don't know. It's crazy. And I get it. Like, I'm not saying leave your dog in the car. I'm just saying just use discretion.
Also, leave it in the car if it's cool enough.
It's fine for 5 minutes.
I don't know what to say. If it's fucking a few minutes and it's not hot, leave them in the car. Fuck it. I did. I was filling up my water gallon things at the water store, and next door to it is like a deli thing, deli, like a convenience store. Mm-hmm. And when I was inside, I came back out and I couldn't get into my car because someone had parked in between the two spaces in the...
That particular parking lot is always giving you trouble, I feel.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. But someone had parked in between the two parking spots in not a parking spot.
Annoying.
And just blocked both of the cars. And so I'm like waiting and I look, and in the back seat with the window rolled down is like a 3-month-old baby.
No.
Yes. And she was like a 3-month-old little Down syndrome baby.
No.
And she was so cute.
People be leaving their Down syndrome babies behind. Like, they,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. If anything, keep an extra eye on your Down syndrome baby.
Keep an extra eye. Like, keep, they have an extra eye. Chromosome.
Keep that extra chromosome eye on your extra chromosome baby.
No. It was crazy. It was the cutest fucking baby. And the
Down
people,
syndrome babies are pretty cute.
They're so cute. They're and the so other cute. People waiting for their car didn't notice the baby. They're like, what the fuck, this asshole. And I was like, there's
got
a baby.
They got a fucking bat out to break the windows.
Yeah. And I was like, there's a baby here. And everybody was like, what the fuck. And the lady came out of the thing in her hand, blunts. She left her baby in the car with the window rolled down to get a white owl. And I said, that is a good choice of blunt. So one, I smoked those two. Two, you can't do this. I was like, I was
you
like,
can't.
She came out and I was like, did you really leave your baby in the car? And she's like, yeah, bitch. And what of it?
No.
And I was like, you can't leave your baby in the car. And she's like, and what are you going to do? I was like, nothing. But that's crazy.
Nothing. I'm just going to tell you that I think it's fucked up.
Yeah, I can't do anything. But you can't do that. I could have taken her.
Catch me holding my baby while I buy blunts.
Yeah, exactly. Bring your baby inside.
Bring your baby to buy the blunts.
Dude, take the extra minute. It's not worth it.
No, it's crazy. That's insane. Didn't we just see a TikTok of a guy who left his baby? Was that just me?
I don't remember. I feel like I'd remember that.
We saw a TikTok of that hot gorilla.
The hot gorilla was...
Chef's kiss.
I saw this gorilla that would have turned me out, maybe. I saw this gorilla that was hotter than some men I know.
That the way, just like he had a way about him.
He had swag. Like, I don't know
it
how
wasn't
to.
Like, I looked at him at the first second of the video and I was like, he's hot.
No, it's like we got to know him for his personality and then we seconds. Thought he was hot. Yeah.
Like 45 seconds of interaction played out and I was like,
he's smooth.
He could get it.
Yeah, he was like kind of smooth.
Yeah.
He was sexy, dude.
He was so hot, dude.
I don't know how to describe this gorilla, but he's going to get us in trouble if we keep talking about him.
We can drop the video here.
Yeah, we'll drop the video. We want to show you our hot gorilla.
Hot gorilla, dude. Tell me you wouldn't take it from that gorilla.
If I could guarantee that that gorilla wouldn't turn on me, I might experiment.
I'm almost jealous of his bitch.
He wanted her so bad. I've never had a man want me as bad as that gorilla wanted that woman. I mean, when you see this video, you guys, it's going to blow your minds. Yeah. This gorilla is, the mannerisms that gorillas have are so human-like.
Yeah.
It's trippy. It is trippy and it is fucked up that any of them are held captive after you watch that.
It's really sad. I feel that way. The older I get, the more I feel that way about all animals.
Me
I'm like,
too.
Stop it.
We don't need to keep them.
Yeah.
What's this obsession with keeping them? I also feel that way. I'm sorry. I'm going to say right now. If you open your door even a crack and your animal runs out,
mm-hmm.
let them go. They fucking hate you.
It doesn't
want
to live with you.
It does not want to live with
it
you. An
like
animal that loves you when you open the door will stay in your home.
Mm-hmm.
If every chance you open the door, your dogs are ready to escape. And if you're listening right now and you're like, my dogs do that and they love me. They don't. They don't want to live there. They want to leave. They don't like you. They're having a miserable life. There's no way.
And like, you could be like, oh, but they don't know any better. But it's like, they do. They see the outside and it's all they want.
Yeah,
it's,
they don't want to be near you.
It's obvious that they know what they want because they go for it every single time.
They would rather maybe get hit by a truck than live with you. That's the situation that's happening.
I'll find my own food. Fuck it.
It's nuts, dude.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Give it up.
I'm with you.
But the dog... It doesn't even have Stockholm syndrome. That's how bad it is. Stockholm syndrome, at least the pet's convinced it should live there.
Yeah.
Some dogs are like, no, we want to go. Some dogs are so smart that the owners will be like, yeah, he always finds a way to get out. I'm like, he hates you. He's making human escape plans.
The Ted Bundy of dogs.
Not him tying a sock to the doorknob and tugging on the sock to leave.
He's a genius. He crawled through a hole in the ceiling.
It's done.
What are you talking about?
Done. He opened up the window. Let him go, Jane.
Yeah.
Let him go.
I get it. Yeah. I think I agree with that. I mean, I'm okay with dogs and cats living in people's houses if they're happy. I just don't like the idea that you need like an iguana in a fucking glass cage.
Enough with
tank.
The creative pets.
Enough's enough.
You want to have a pet, get a fucking ant.
You know, it's terrible. Birds kept in the house.
So,
are you kidding me?
A thing that can fly, the that you keep in a cage,
given the gift of flight. No. By God, that you just decide can't
the
go
one
out?
Power we all wish we had. And a human just takes them.
The thing that we dream about whenever we lucid dream, it's the first thing we do.
Oh, it's nuts. And you just take a bird who sings. He's so happy he does it that he sings about it. And you fucking put him in a cage. No. You sick bitch.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
My grandpa had birds growing up and those birds hated that.
They just wanted
to. But they
to
loved
fly,
my
dude.
Grandpa, but I think they had Stockholm.
I get it. Yeah. Because, I mean, he feeds them. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he treated them okay. It's just
no,
like,
I love them.
Not what they're meant to be doing.
No, they want to fly so far.
They just want to go down south for the winter.
I saw a video of a bird at the beach. What are the ones that are at the beach? A seagull.
Seagulls.
Seagull at the beach who was had a stick or a leaf on his feet, and he was using the air to surf the leaf like a surfboard. And everyone's like, yeah, that's probably because he watches surfers all day. And he was using the leaf with
so
the air
smart.
With the wind to like surf on it.
But then why do they say bird brains when somebody's an idiot?
Because those people are probably idiots.
Yeah, but bird brains aren't so bad is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It depends on the bird,
I think.
You could
surf.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can train birds to, like, you can train crows.
Pigeons, too. Pigeons are, like, literally, they infest New York City and everybody fucking hates them.
And they're super smart.
But, like, they're so smart and they're meant to be, like, domesticated.
Yeah, no, all they want to do is do things for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, can I deliver your letters, sir?
And we're like, all they want to do is chores. And we're like, buzz off,
get
stupid.
Out. It's shit on my car.
You shit on me, I shit on you.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah, totally fucked. I think that's our episode.
Sure.
I think we did a full up.
Oh, man.
We're going to run to a show.
That went fast.
That did go fast. That's how you know it's a good one.
You want to plug?
Sure. When is this coming out? Do you know?
This is airing tomorrow on Gas Digital and okay. Coming out on Monday.
Okay, great. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching another episode of Broad Topics. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Also check me out. I'll be in Miami, November 18th and 19th with Louis J. Gomez and Aaron Berg for their Offend Everyone tour. It's going to be really, really fun. Make sure you come check that out. I will also be December 28th. I'll be headlining in Tampa, Side Splitters Tampa. So please come out and support. December 30th, I will be in San Diego with Big J. Okerson for New Year's Eve, celebrating New Year's Eve. So excited about that. And then when we hit January 5th through 10th, I will be in Austin, Texas, co-headlining with Sarah Weinshank, doing a live podcast. A bunch of fun stuff happening. Check out my podcast with her called This Bitch Podcast. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. Make sure you subscribe, follow, support. And Alex, what about you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at IamAlexScar. And if you love the show, head to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use promo code TOPIX, TOPIX, for a free trial with access to every show on demand.
Hell yeah. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.